ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम आनंद, ओम प्रेम। खुशियों का दिन आज आपको, टुडे वी आर मीटिंग आफ्टर वन ईयर। वेयर वर यू वन ईयर, फुल ईयर? लास्ट ईयर यू वर हियर एंड यू आर हियर नाउ न्यू ईयर। What brings new year? What brings newness? What it is, January month, December month, days are equal, weather is also like, but what brings the new one? When we let go of the old, new is waiting for us. Everything new. Confluence age is newness in life, new knowledge, new awareness, new realization, new relationship with the self. The most important aspect that newness is that we never knew. We always knew about ourselves a lot, and we wanted to know, others should know, but we did not know. Baba has given us new knowledge about our own selves, and this new remains always new. When we are not keeping, even by mistake, with us old. Today we will not write. We have moved already. 2021. Baba has given us a very clear understanding, clear awareness that this one birth, one time in this life, we are though keeping the aim of 21 birth, but in fact it is the whole cycle. What we achieve, that achievement remains with us from beginning till end in the form of experience, in memory, wish, efforts. The seed has not gone, because that is what it is. Inside, the qualities, the powers of the soul. And so congratulations. Baba always says goodbye to old and welcome to new. Congratulations. And congratulations is always when achievement is there. And yesterday Baba spoke about the achievement of all the powers is what is content in our consciousness, what contains in us, what it is that we keep inside. Contentment. Hindi word is santushtata. satisfaction. What it is that keeps the soul satisfied? It's the, when you have a clear goal, the aim, efforts and achievement. So Baba is, January month is a very clear goal, aim, to be like the father. Bap, dada, not only just father, follow father, but be incorporeal, bodiless, seed, like the creator. Creation shows the creator, creator shows the creation. And so Baba is showing us many different methods of becoming the embodiment. What is contentment? Contentment, in other words, is embodiment. We achieve it. We achieve in life while living in the body. Not after leaving the body, while being in the body. But secret is practicing bodiless. The aim is, aim and object from the very beginning is to achieve something. Not only just the worldly possessions or positions that did not bring satisfaction. Even on the path of ignorance and bhakti, people measure achievement with the limited material objects, position or wealth, until the contentment is all this wealth is like dust. In Hindi it is saying, Godhan, Gajdhan, Bajdhan, or Ratan Dhan Khan, Jab Aave Santosh Dhan, to Sab Dhan Duri Saman. One, a king can be emperor of all the prosperity of not only of his own area, but surrounding area, can be an emperor, can be authority, but is always fight, want to become emperor, want to overpower others. So the soul is missing the inner power, and that's why want to overpower. When the soul is aware of the inner power, automatically it will attract. And so what Baba is empowering us, to become the embodiment of contentment, to see what is content in your consciousness, what you contain inside. Is it only achievement, or you are also actually, real contentment comes when we see that we are working on something. And we are able to become successful to remove which we thought it was needed. We realize it doesn't belong to us. The whole efforts are what? The efforts are becoming complete. So what makes us incomplete? What made us defective? Inner weakness and weakness of others, which has no content actually, but makes us weak only, makes us powerless. And so this is why when Baba speaks about virtues, he emphasizes Purity is the mother of all powers. But then yesterday Baba spoke about, in order to actually all achievements, key contentment is key. But this contentment is only when I realize how much I have achieved my original qualities within me. Any moment a mistake is made, discontentment comes. Expectations are not fulfilled, discontentment comes. So it means that we have to check within what it is actually the secret of contentment, so that I can receive that power to be the jewel of contentment, diamond of contentment, looking at different facets or specialities which makes us complete. Discontentment is incomplete, no? And so Baba is making us full. Emptiness is dissatisfaction. Emptiness gives the feeling of dissatisfaction. And when you are full, I'm contented. Even others want to give you something, you know, I'm contented. Fullness. And so soul consciousness, the original conscious of something which is eternal, something which is immortal, something cannot destroy. If I, all the time, this consciousness of this, which keeps us connected with our own self and connected with Baba, then constant flow is there. Even if things are used, you are full, but it is the flow is there, you feel fresh. If stopped, some river flowing, keeping fresh, air fresh, it's automatically moving. The moment you stop flow, becomes limited. And so it is also constant, word Baba uses, constant soul consciousness, constant awareness, constant Baba, my company and companion. And so in order to experience this, yesterday Baba said, at Amrit Vela, Baba has a plan, he has made already plan, or he is promising us that Amrit Vela is a time when you can receive, experience love, experience cooperation, experience Baba's power, because Baba is present there. For us especially, it's a time for Baba's, Baba has kept for his children. And in order to become powerful, fullness, full knowledge, full bliss, full love, full peaceful. Amongst all the things, first thing comes is knowledge. Again and again, Sakar Baba makes us aware of what it is we do not know. Or we know, but we do not believe. Or if we believe, we do not practice. And we do not experience and say, I do not know, I'm not sure. Insecurity, insurety, lack of surety and security creates fear. And it is, surety is there, you are fearless. You are there, the thoughts are not wasted at all. Energy remains in us and yet it is generating, it is vibrating happiness. Prasanta, santushtita, because I'm happy, You say, I'm santushti, I'm happy. So expression is happiness. Contentment is happiness. And what I'm happy? I'm happy actually to let go rather than let achievement. In fact, you are, the moment you are able to let go of any kind of the situation that you are holding on to, and you realize it was a waste of time. It was waste of effort. It was just ignorance. It was imagination. So that was wrong, what I content, something is gone in. Cause I have understood, solution is there. And so today Baba speaking, yesterday he spoke about the embodiment of solution and influence proof, obstacle proof, Vighan Vinashak. It is in order to become problem proof, it means that I have to cover myself, coat myself with the power who is ever immune. Immune. Though it is said soul is not immune, we have the knowledge that the soul has effect of good or bad, but God is always immune. Akarta, abhogta, does not have and allow any influence using the body but not keeping my body. Hearing but not seeing how lazy we are, how careless we are, and yet still constantly working on us. Aim is very clear of giving. And he said, you can get experience and you get cooperation and you become the embodiment of solution. Without knowing the cause, you cannot have a solution. Solution. There could be small cause, no? This, when I am not staying, for example, you realize you are dissatisfied because you want what others have achieved. But container is different. I don't have to compare. My container contains something different, has a different capacity, but I forgot the cup. The moment I forgot my fortune, moment I forgot what is in me, the moment I begin to look at others, I step away from the content of this, what I have to keep in, because then I'm beggar, and I'm in self-respect, introspection. In soul conscious, I'm introspecting myself. The cause is removed. The influence which was there, the happiness which was lost, jealousy which put me in jail, cannot put me in jail anymore. I'm satisfied what I have. The moment I forget what I don't have, but others have and are forgot myself. So introspection, ekant. Very interesting word, ekant. Just any small one thing, go into the depth of it and you can bring the end of big things. And so why I am dissatisfied? It's internally it's a desire is making me diseased influence. Or I am not keeping, Baba is giving me medicine, but I am not keeping precautions. That okay, appreciate, look at, enjoy, pick up the virtues from others, but check the intention, content. So when intention is actually always staying the fortune of fortune, tune with your own self, what was in the past. And I am revising these words from last week's Murali's, these points, these thoughts, that it is, he said these three words only, past, present and future. For the new year, you are looking for future, and how should you celebrate? This was the 2 weeks before this Murali. And seeing the past, now what makes us me discontent? It was either it was the what I could do, I did not do. Cause was laziness, carelessness, or cause was postponing, means not keeping the priority. Cause are very small. And result is very big, good solution. And so when I result, look at the past, it has been always, even when it's a big situation, big challenges have come, that time it might not be that happiness. And as you step back and observe, it was such a wonderful achievement. Because I could see my mirror myself, I could see others with more from a distance, from the observer point of view. Instantly attitude changes, your energy which you are wasting, you are not wasting anymore. And so past, original past or recent past. Original past was the best, which is my fortune. That is what is Baba encouraging me. To tune again, which past is your future, original past is your future. But then, present recent past, I have to say, wah my fortune, wah my realization, wah my introspection, wah my honesty, because you appreciate only good things. And so the moment I connect myself again and again with what the soul contains, what the soul's original qualities are, automatically I'm helping myself. And so Baba says, if you want cooperation, then help yourself. God help those who help themselves. And so then I am helping myself. What am I able to do? There is happiness, there is contentment. Because I know I'm moving with my own legs. I'm not disabled. I have to create my own wings. So you create different methods to bring joy in yourself. Even in the past, what I have learned and what I have let go. If I have not let go, I'm still in the past and that ghost is, I'm possessed by that. But if I've learned something, I have achieved that. And achievement is contentment. Achievement is satisfaction. So what I let go, which did not belong to me, only that I let go. So there's no renunciation either. There's no repentance either. There's not anything lost. Always achievement is there. And so, then past of others inspiring us, learning from the past of others. Just like we want to learn from specialities of others, a wise person does not learn after making mistake. Wisdom is when we learn where others did not achieve what they want to achieve. If I want to achieve, I have to be cautious. It can be 1 second only. if I'm careless about it, accident can take place. So in the same way, if I'm not careful what I have to take from others, what I have to learn from others, what I have to learn from past, so wah-wah, cannot, my heart cannot sing the song. So this year, what Baba has given the homework, remember, wah, wah, wah. What he has said, present. Present is pleasant. God is with me. Godly company is with me. All this, what the soul needs, it is with me. Everything is with me. But I'm missing. God has given me my treasure store full. So then again, going introspection. And both important is that I see in the present, be present, conscious, present, and see, not learn from the past and be present to handle present. And when I begin to see how much within me, in this mine of jewels or treasure store or safe, has so much wealth Baba has given, so much, so many gifts and blessings Baba has given. And so I believe this is blessings. And it is with me, I don't have to buy from anywhere. That present when I'm giving, I'm experiencing love for myself and naturally experiencing and expressing love for others. It is not the object, Baba said, the value is not in what we give. It's behind. Intention is there. Why do we want to give someone near and dear? We think of things, oh, it's winter. It's cold. So Dadi always thought, well, according to the season, it's cold. She thought of something warm. So what was the intention behind? To support the soul in cold, to help them to be warm. So behind is not the object. Outwardly, Madhuban gives us shawl. But in fact, what it is, because Mount Abu, weather is cold. Things are given, started. Intention is actually the quality of love. And with that, what it is given, the object which is given, that has this vibrations. That vibrations are actually covering us, is giving that power. And so it's true love, the value that at present Baba has given us homework. This year, let me continue to try what Baba has said. Continue to give gifts what your in store you have already. And it has given us. Lockdown is a blessing. Time is of lockdown. Outwardly, maybe feeling it's a challenge, it's difficulty. But so many things automatically you let go, you accept, you practice. There's no discontentment in that, but there's of course conscious. We are careful. Many things have gone without making effort. It's not renunciation. It's joy. And so, this is the time really to uproot the, as Baba spoke about, small weaknesses, small dependency, small situations. It has become a mountain of weaknesses. And now you are able, you have the power to uproot that. And for that we need volcanic yoga, that powerful. And so month of January, especially this month of tapasya, month of silence, month of letting go is giving opening our lock, which was lock of very carelessness, lock of laziness, lock of postponing things. And so it's time now to become, keep this practical in not only in thoughts, chintan, chalan and chera means the thought pattern, then interaction with that, the same consciousness, and then it becomes automatically, it becomes a character, it becomes our future as well. And so these three words, as Baba's three word of company, companion and canopy, I'm protected under this canopy. And so there's power not to be influenced by problems, not to be influenced by weaknesses of others. So that is fireproof. Fire is there, but if I have not coated myself with that, with Baba's company, constant companion, constant qualities, then I will attract that fire. And so protecting myself is fireproof, problem-proof. It's there. I don't have to fight keeping Baba my company and companion. So it is, mind is protected. Intellect is protected. My sanskaras are protected. Nothing else, because we are not... Physical body is not a question of protection. Here it is protection, then automatically is a support and protection. So Baba is, especially month of January, is to remind us to become the tower, strong tower of peace, tower of power, Shakti Stambh, tower of love, tower of truth, tower of happiness, so that this truth inside makes us authority, that we are able to protect ourselves and solve problems are not outside. Outside there are many solutions. Problems are inside. And introspection then, the more introspection is there and more solitude, ekant or antarmukhi. These words are very powerful words. Going into the depth of it, into the root cause, uprooting the cause, solution is there. Small cause, big benefit. But this is only possible when introspection is there. Again and again inspecting myself, checking myself, what make me discontent? What unwanted material has come in, content has come in my consciousness? And if I'm only keeping which is worthwhile, what Baba is giving me, so everything is worthwhile. Because Baba is truth, Baba is power, Baba is love. He doesn't have anything at all. He has only this good, 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 good. That's why he's God. And when I look at which is not godly, good, godly, naturally I will collect something which is causing problem. So I create problem. I have to solve the problem. So it's a karmic account with the problem I have created, and so I have to solve. And it is also, I am instrument to see the solution, protect myself, and automatically protect others. And so this is why the gift that at this time, New Year gift, New Year sharing, we have 1 month full, the month of blessings. So reminding the self again and again, different blessings that Baba has given, because we should not miss this opportunity of tapasya. Silence power. Different sub word can be, one single word is actually key of everything. So the whole time, if I want to become what Baba wants me to become, following in the footsteps of Brahma Baba, today's blessing, surrendering and willpower, first step. Second, what is it? Is surrendering weaknesses as well. Weakness makes us weak. And that is what is power is needed to let go of that. Determination is needed. And automatically, then what it is there? Then in fact it is offering which makes virtues then become real worth, making me worthy. And so what make Baba worthy? He let go of all what was not wanted, and he then offered to Baba what God wanted. Up to now we have been asking God to give us something. And now this intoxication is always great intoxication. Up to now we have been asking God, God help me, help me. Greatest fortune. God says, children, you help me. So in what way I can help? Small amount of help. Baba is happy. A little baby child, mother helps only to just bring a kitchen towel. Mother is very happy that child is helping me. Small thing bringing. And so Baba doesn't want big things. He wants only small, small things, that what Baba is saying. And we continue to do that. We create an aura of protection. We become fireproof. And then our power, when we are protected, only then we can help others, can become the embodiment of solution. And this solution word I like as well. Without being soul, you cannot have solution. Problems are in body conscious, and solution is in soul consciousness. And then the power to remain fireproof is certainly this company, Baba my companion and canopy. So month of January, using the jewels that Baba has given, it becomes a gift for life, forever, which naturally becomes our future, features of the present time. Then naturally drishti, vibrations, what we say to others, what we think and communicate with others would be only valuable. So valuable, it's month of sharing valuable gifts, Baba's gifts, which make our life valuable. Om Shanti.